Okay, today we're going to start by looking at a special series that defines an important constant in mathematical analysis. And the series, you've seen this many times before, is summation j equals 0 to infinity 1 over j factorial. Of course, you know j factorial is j times j minus 1 times j minus 2, dot, 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 times 3 times 2 times 1. And 0 factorial is 1. And you can use the ratio test, for example, to check that the series converges. And its sum is denoted by the symbol lowercase e in honor of the Swiss mathematician Leonhard Euler, who first studied it. In an earlier example, we encountered the number e defined in a different way using a sequence. And we shall see now that the sequence definition and this new series definition give the very same answer. Like the number pi, to be considered later in this book, the number e is one which arises repeatedly in a number of different contexts in mathematics. It has many special properties. And as I said a moment ago, we will first relate the series definition of e to the sequence definition. Proposition. The limit as n goes to infinity of 1 plus 1 over n to the n, that's the sequence definition, exists n equals e, defined by summation j equals 1 to infinity 1 over j factorial. So, proof. We need to compare the quantities a sub capital N, which is summation j equals 0 to n 1 over j factorial. That's the partial sum for e. And bn, which is 1 plus 1 over capital N all to the nth power, and that's an element of the sequence. We use the binomial theorem to expand bn. So bn is equal to 1 plus n over 1 times 1 over n plus n times n minus 1 over 2 times 1 times 1 over n squared. This is just a standard binomial theorem. Plus n minus 1 n minus 2 over 3 times 2 times 1 1 over n cubed plus and so on out to n over 1 times 1 over n to the n minus 1 plus 1 times 1 over n to the n. And we do some algebraic manipulations and end up with 1 plus 1 plus 1 over 2 factorial times 1 minus 1 over n plus 1 over 3 factorial 1 minus 1 over n 1 minus 2 over n plus dot 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 plus 1 over n minus 1 factorial 1 minus 1 over n 1 minus 2 over n dot 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 1 minus n minus 2 over n plus finally 1 over n factorial 1 minus 1 over n 1 minus 2 over n dot 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 1 minus n minus 1 over n. Notice that every sum n that appears in this last equation is positive as long as n is at least 2. Thus, for 0 less than or equal to capital M less than or equal to capital N, Bn, as we've just calculated it, is bigger than or equal to 1 plus 1 plus 1 over 2 factorial times 1 minus 1 over n plus 1 over 3 factorial times 1 minus 1 over n times 1 minus 2 over n plus dot 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 plus 1 over m factorial 1 minus 1 over n 1 minus 2 over n dot 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 1 minus m minus 1 over n. Now we're going to hold m fixed and let capital N tend to infinity. And the result is that the limit as n goes to infinity of the lim inf as n goes to infinity of bn is bigger than or equal to 1 plus 1 plus 1 over 2 factorial because 1 minus 1 over n tends to 1. Plus 1 over 3 factorial because 1 minus 1 over n and 1 minus 2 over n tend to 1 times 1, and so on out to 1 plus 1 over capital M factorial, and that is, of course, capital A sub m. Now we know that as m goes to infinity, the quantity A sub m converges to e. And so we end up seeing that the lim inf as n goes to infinity of bn is bigger than or equal to the limit of the right hand side, which is e. On the other hand, our expansion for bn allows us to observe that bn is less than or equal to an, and therefore the lim sup of bn is less than or equal to e. Combining these two inequalities, we see that e is less than or equal to the lim inf of bn, less than or equal to the lim sup of bn, less than or equal to e. Hence, the limit exists, and we see that the limit as n goes to infinity of capital Bn exists at equals e, and that's the desired result. So there's an important lesson here. Namely, this proof illustrates the value of the concepts of lim inf and lim sup, for we do not know in advance that the limit of the expressions bn exists, much less that the limit equals e. However, the lim inf and the lim sup always exist, so we estimate those instead and find that they are equal and that they equal e. The next result tells us how rapidly the partial sums an of the series defining E converge to E. This is of theoretical interest, but it also can be applied to determine the irrationality of E. So with an, capital An as above, we have that 0 is less than E minus capital An less than 1 over n times n factorial. For the proof, notice that E minus An is 1 over n plus 1 factorial plus 1 over n plus 2 factorial plus 1 over n plus 3 factorial plus and so on, which is you could factor a 1 over n plus 1 factorial out of all these terms, and you end up with 1 over n plus 1 factorial times 1 plus 1 over n plus 2 times 1 over n plus 2 times n plus 3 and so on. And this is less than 1 over n plus 1 factorial times 1 plus 1 over n plus 1, because 1 over n plus 1 is greater than 1 over n plus 2, plus 1 over n plus 1 squared, because 1 over n plus 1 squared is greater than 1 over n plus 2 n plus 3, and so on. And the expression in parentheses here is obviously a geometric series, and it sums to n plus 1 over n. And since an is less than e, we can write e minus an as absolute value e minus an, so absolute value e minus an is less than 1 over n times n factorial. Because we have 1 over n plus 1 factorial times n plus 1 over n. And the n plus 1 divides into the n plus 1 factorial. And we get n times n, n times n factorial. And now we will use the estimate that we just proved to see that e is an irrational number. So that's a very interesting result. Suppose to the contrary that E is rational, so E equals P over Q for some positive integers P and Q. By the preceding proposition, 0 is less than E minus A sub Q, where Q is the denominator for E, less than 1 over Q times Q factorial. Therefore, 0 is less than Q factorial times E minus A sub Q, less than 1 over Q. Now, E minus A sub Q equals P over Q, because E is P over Q, minus 1 plus 1 plus 1 over 2 factorial plus 1 over 3 factorial plus dot 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 plus 1 over q factorial. So therefore, q factorial times e minus a sub q is an integer, as you can plainly see. But then our earlier inequality says that this integer lies between 0 and 1 over q, because we have 0 less than q factorial times e minus a q plus less than 1 over q. Well, you can't have an integer lying between 0 and 1 over q, because that would mean there's an integer lying between 0 and 1. And there aren't any integers between 0 and 1. So that's a contradiction, and e must be irrational. It is a general principle of number theory that a real number that can be approximated too rapidly by rationals must be irrational. The degree of rapidity is measured in terms of powers of the denominators of the rational numbers. Under suitable conditions, an even stronger conclusion holds, namely the number in question turns out to be transcendental. A transcendental number is one which is not the solution of any polynomial equation with integer coefficients. The subject of transcendental numbers is explored in the exercises, and the exercises also contain a sketch of a proof that E is transcendental. In an earlier exercise, we discussed Euler's number gamma. Both this special number and also the more commonly encountered number pi arise in many contexts in mathematics. It is unknown whether gamma is rational or irrational. The number pi is known to be transcendental. The number e is known to be transcendental. But it is unknown whether pi plus e is transcendental. In recent years, questions about the irrationality and transcendence of various numbers has become a matter of great practical interest, for these properties prove to be useful in making and breaking secret codes and encrypting information so that it's accessible to some users but not to others. And now the closing topic today will be summing powers of the integers. Now, we learned a while back a formula that has a long, long history. Summation from j equals 1 to capital N of j, so the sum of the first n positive integers, is n times n plus 1 over 2. And we'll call that sum S sub n. And now we will derive a method for summing higher powers of j. So suppose that we wish to calculate capital S sub k comma capital N, which is the summation from j equals 1 to capital N of j to the kth power. So instead of summing just j, now we're raising k, j to some fixed power k. And we could, what we're going to end up with an iterative method here, a recursion. So we may proceed as follows, right? J plus 1 to the k plus 1 minus j to the k plus 1. And we're going to expand j plus 1 to the k plus 1 using the binomial formula. So it's j to the k plus 1 plus k plus 1 j to the k plus k plus 1 k over 2 j to the k minus 1 plus and so on. The usual binomial formula minus j to the k plus 1. Well, the j to the k plus 1s cancel, of course. So we end up with k plus 1 times j to the k plus k plus 1 k over 2 j to the k minus 1 plus dot 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 plus k plus 1 k over 2 j squared plus k plus 1 j plus 1. Summing from j equals 1 to capital N yields the sum from j equals 1 to n of j plus 1 to the k plus 1 minus j to the k plus 1 equals k plus 1 sum of j to the k, well, sum of j to the k is just skn, plus k plus 1 k over 2 sum of j to the k minus 1, well, that's s sub k minus 1 n plus dot 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 plus k plus 1 k over 2 sum of j squared, that's just s2n, plus k plus 1 summation j, that's s1n, plus summation j equal 1 to n of 1, which is just n. The sum on the left collapses because the terms mostly cancel out, and we end up with n plus 1 to the k plus 1 minus 1 on the left. So we can solve for skn, and we obtain that skn is 1 over k plus 1 times bracket n plus 1 to the k plus 1 minus 1 minus n minus k plus 1 k over 2 sk minus 1 n minus dot 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 minus k plus 1 k over 2 s2n minus k plus 1 s1n. So we've succeeded in expressing skn, the sum of the kth powers of the integers, in terms of the formulas for all the lower powers. So we may inductively obtain formulas for the skn's. We already know that s1n is n plus n times n plus 1 over 2, and we can use the recursion that we just wrote down to find out that s2n, the sum of the squares, is nn plus 1, 2n plus 1 over 6, and s3n is n squared n plus 1 squared over 4, and s4n is n plus 1n, 2n plus 1, 3n squared plus 3n minus 1 over 30. These formulas are treated in further detail in the exercises. And that, my friends, is the end of today's lesson.